Yes, it turns out that before we even started this little silly podcast...
well, before.
Yes. Senor Babelcolor.
Or is it Babelcolor?
Yes. Yeah, I forgot how he pronounced it.
Uh-oh. Should we pause and find out?
Ah!
It's fine.
It's probably the difference between them saying Davis and us saying Davies. There's an I-E at the end.
That's right.
E's.
And it's Stephen Moffat.
Stephen Moffat. Probably, yeah. Yeah, so for this one, he actually took a story, and this warmed my heart because it's like I had new Doctor Who episodes.
Yeah, exactly.
New little stories made up off of old ones, which is the way that hip-hop started. And so it was like I was experiencing the 80s all over again.
I don't know about that so much.
No, actually, I was in grade school when that happened. So.
Yeah.
Tangent. we can't stay on one topic. One topic's far too boring. So anyway, yes, Babelcolor. He comes up with this freaking story. This like big, like insane. As far as we know, 4-part stories.
Yes, at the least.
About all the 10 doctors working together and coming together and like talking, interacting, and this like one. Little like through line they made. I don't know if it was him or somebody else, or it's probably him, his voice.
Yeah, I believe it was actually his voice.
As the Lord President of Gallifrey, calling all the doctors because their timeline is being erased. Was their people, the first and second doctors have gotten taken out of the timeline. And just the way that this is done is magnificent, I'd say. Seamless.
Yeah, well, pretty close to. I mean, he's done a lot of... Well, we saw the little making of.
Yeah.
He put a lot of work into making some of those shots look nothing like their original, you know, broadcast versions.
Yeah.
Taking out entire people or adding something in. Using nothing but the power of Photoshop.
Yes. Adobe, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes. I may fight with Premiere... like, every day of my life, but I love Photoshop, so let's sing the praises of Photoshop.
So, wait, did he say that he did it with Photoshop?
Yes. What he did is he extracted all the frames of sequences he wanted to change.
When he said Adobe, for some reason, and I saw a video, my brain went straight into Premiere.
No, he was using Photoshop for the painting over things. You can't paint over things in Premiere.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That's Adobe's MO when it comes to their creative suite.
So yes, they have their creative suite, and then you can do all different aspects of creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Video here, but then you make the images here, and then you make them sound good here, and then
and sound too. That's another kettle of fish. Yes.
And then you add in
very noisy kettle of fish.
Yes, and then you add in gunshots here.
Yeah, one thing that was really I liked a lot about it was how everything seemed to match. One of the things I always have trouble with is making colors match.
Yeah.
And it was like everything looked like if it was an old footage, it all kind of had the same color and grain to it.
Yeah.
So there was never any jarring differences in quality. Yeah. Of course, when they blow up something pretty and new, like the Centauran.
Yes.
The Centauran space station, it looks nice and, you know, graphic. Well, that's just how the footage that exists.
All of a sudden, it goes from like 1974 paper mache to.
Yeah.
The CG of 2007.
Yeah, so...
Or 8, or whatever.
That's not his fault. That's,
yeah, 2008, that's what it was.
That's just because there was a huge gap in the production of the show. Effects aside, which were all very good, I love the addition of Dalek lasers and every little thing. And he's done something with basically consumer software, Photoshop, Premiere, things you can pick up for not that much money. And he has done what... the BBC either can't or hasn't. And he's made the 10 Doctors. Or,
yes.
You know, like they had the 3 and the 5 before this. You know, even without having like half of them alive anymore-ish.
I wonder if like Stephen Moffat's like, come on, I had that idea. I was going to use it. Now I can't. Thank you very much, Stephen Humphreys. Stuart Humphreys. Stephen Humphreys is a, if you didn't know, Stephen Humphreys is a combination of Stephen Moffat and Stuart Humphreys working together in one ingenious...
Some sort of meta-crisis?
Yes. Oh, there it is. So there you go. I just got you a job. Stewart on the BBC with Stephen Moffat in my mind.
And the pay is really good.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I mean, beyond that, it's actually a obviously somewhat choppy story because he is using only footage that exists.
Yeah.
He doesn't have any choice. But it's still an intriguing story so far. And it actually, oddly enough, makes me want to see the fourth part. The little trailer thing. I'm like, wait, that's actually a pretty good tease for what's coming next.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he definitely knows he's a good storyteller.
He is.
Within the bounds of the footage given that he has to work with.
Yeah.
So. And everything that the president says, or is it the president? Bump up.
Ooh.
It's all like very Doctor Who sounding. Like very.
Yeah.
It's very. I want to say accurate. I guess that's right. It's accurate to Doctor Who. Obviously, it's all gibberish because it's technobabble, but it sounds good. It's
technobabble color. Ooh.
Oh, hey. But it sounds really good. It matches the tone like perfectly, and it wouldn't be anything I wouldn't expect to see in an episode of Doctor Who.
Exactly. Yeah, I completely, wholeheartedly agree. I was actually quite blown away when I've seen a bunch of his stuff before that I've always thought was really, really good.
We've linked to it.
Yeah, we've linked to it. Every Doctor Who story was the big one that hit
all the Reddits and the Tumblrs and the
you whatever. Know you like really made it in the internet when you get on Reddit.
Yeah.
I'm impressed about this video for many, many different reasons. One of which is the mind. Whenever I go into, because I have all these ideas to make Doctor Who videos. And the thing that always detracts me from that is the fact that I do not have a library of Doctor Who knowledge, scenes, what would be the best here, 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 and here to put to this fantastic music that I've come up with. And it seems like this guy does.
I know, it's like an encyclopedic knowledge.
Because the story that he's come up with, and the dialogue, and the banter, just the banter between the doctors that they had with each other, that they're having with, you know, random people, different companions, it's insane. Like, it works so well, and it's seamless.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't believe it. I am completely stunned, and if I had my hat on, it's over here.
Put your hat on.
I'm gonna put my hat on. Hats off to you, Stewie.
Oh, no, we're already giving him nicknames. That means we're going to be loathing him. Like,
yes.
You hack.
By the way. So there's that scene where, and I saw the making of, great job matting everything and the color correction and making everything match. It looks good because it plays really, really well with the consistency that really, for the most part, I mean, I don't think anybody would blame you for. However, you have the doctor, and he's there's a scene, and it's from Girl in the Fireplace, where he's, like, ducking behind the wall. And then all of a sudden, those monsters, the name escapes me, what they're called. They just start popping up all over the field from the classic episode. So then you have David Tennant running down towards the unit. And all of a sudden, he's wearing a coat, and his suit is changed. So, like, the shade of scenery has to match, but, you know, costumes, that doesn't really ring a bell. That doesn't. I know I'm trying to be, like, super critical, and in my mind, I'm like, shut up, Matt, you're so stupid. This is, like, genius, don't even try. So, I'm sorry, I take that criticism back.
Well, good.
This is not a time for criticizing, only praise. Thank you for giving us what the BBC has failed to do. And you could have put BBC, by the way, in the title. I didn't know if babble color. I know those are like two different words. But well, I guess because you can't have two separate words on... I guess name handles. I'm backing myself into a corner right now. Okay. Oh, look, there's wine in front of me. I think I'll drink it.
That's a good thing to have in your corner when you're backed into it.
Ah, yes.
So, anything else to say about our kind of interesting episode about a fan video?
Yes, this whole...
The whole thing is a WhoTube. There, that's where the title comes from, right there.
Yeah. Yes, so thank you so much, Sir Babblecolor, for doing what you do best. If you do other things better, I'm super excited about those other things. And I'm expecting you to be famous, because what you do on that YouTube thing is pretty amazing. I'm super excited that there can actually be more episodes with Doctor... I'm glad that we got an extra Eccleston out of it.
Kind of, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It is weird.
Thing for a little bit longer.
And, like, thinking about this, sure, these are all, like, cut up from different pieces, but it is a new story. It's a new story that's written, so it's like you're going on these adventures, and there's things that they said in this context. They say the exact same thing, because it's, taken directly from this episode. But they put it in this context that's all mismatched up with, like, all these other stories and all these other dialogues that it actually becomes its own thing. And it's really cool. It's a really interesting experience. And so we'll be putting that the link up there.
Yeah, to the whole thing.
But yeah,
as far as it goes, because we're left waiting now.
Yeah.
Part 4.
Yes, we are. There's only 1 through 3, and then there's the teaser for 4, which, oh my gosh, it was better than the teaser for the Journey's End. So be sure to check that out. Again, link it there. And we shall see you next time. Or I guess we'll talk to you and you will listen to us. And
next time. Still next time.
We'll have a good party.
Next time is the important part.
Next time on the Arrow of Time.